Hi, this story is titled Speak Out. This is an amazing story and it shows how a simple school experiment was used to illustrate and teach scriptures with exciting results. It's a power-packed story and you learn a lot from it. You'll be inspired and empowered to take action towards giving your life a lift and a change. Hallelujah. Amen. So, here's a story titled Speak Out, originally written by Otis Stories. While I was searching for a school for my daughter, I happened to drive past a school that caught my attention. So I went back to check this school out. On arriving at the school, I was given a nice reception right from the gates to the parking lot and the administrative building. I had never had that kind of reception ever since I had started school scouting for my daughter. I fell in love with this school for this reason. I felt very comfortable and safe to enroll my daughter in this school, unlike the case of the other schools I had visited where they acted arrogantly to me. While I had already given this school a pass mark for their warm reception, I didn't even know that I hadn't even seen the main shocker. Apparently, their warm reception was just a tip of the iceberg compared to what I eventually saw. So, after speaking to the school secretary on the reason for my visit to their school, they offered to show me around. She allowed me to go into every class, despite that classes were ongoing. This gave me the opportunity to see for myself how confident and lively their students are, and I was highly impressed. Then, we got into a class where I noticed something quite unusual. All the students had two small flower pots each on their desks. I found it quite absurd because these students were just in primary 2 or grade 2. To the best of my knowledge, grade 2 does not have anything to do with botany or plant science. So out of curiosity, I did something that I wasn't expected to do during the tour. But at that moment, curiosity had gotten the better part of me. I forbiddingly interrupted the class and went further to ask the teacher if botany had been included in the curriculum for grade 2. On seeing that I had broken protocols, the secretary stepped forward to apologize to the teacher. But before she could say a word, the teacher laughed, turned to her, and told her that it was fine. So she went on to inform me that it wasn't a botany class, but a CRS Christian Religious Studies class. So I pleaded for her to pardon me as I asked the next question. Wow, CRS class? Please don't be offended, madam. How do plants relate with CRS? I'm really curious to know. Please help me understand what's going on here, ma'am. She smiled for a while and then she went on to tell me that she had instructed her students 4 weeks ago to bring 2 small empty tin cans and 6 bean seeds to school. And after she had guided each student with the planting of these 3 bean seeds in one of the tin cans and 3 bean seeds in the second tin can, she labeled one tin life and the other tin death. She did this for all the students in the class and told them to take both tin cans home and expose both of them to sunlight and water them regularly. But she also instructed them that every day they must speak the following words on teen life. I bless you. I speak life to you. You do well. You grow and flourish. And these words on teen death. I curse you. I speak death to you. You shall neither do well, grow, or flourish. The teacher said to me, Ma, so today they have all brought both tin cans for examination. You can see the results for yourself. Everyone's teen life is doing well, and everyone's teen death looks dead. My mouth went wide apart on seeing the results. It was dumbfounding indeed. And while I was still gazing at the plants, she began to ask each of the students to narrate their experiences. To my amazement, they all said that the plants in both tin cans grew and grew well. But as they continued speaking life unto life and death unto death, the plants in teen death began to dry up while the plants in teen life continued to grow and grow bigger. Just then, the teacher asked if any of them had used the name of Jesus. They all chorused, Noma. Then she asked again, Did I ask you to use the name of Jesus? They all chorused again, Noma. At that point, I had to take a seat. I told myself that I needed to see the motive behind that experiment and how it relates with CRS. The teacher went on to say, You can now see for yourselves that according to the scripture we taught in class 4 weeks ago, which says, The tongue has the power of life and death in Proverbs 18 verse 21a. I'm sure you can see that it's real and that words work. Now, what if you had used the name of Jesus? Who can guess what the outcome would have been? She waited for an answer, but none of these students gave an answer. So she laughed and said that their inability to answer that question had led them to the scripture that she would be teaching them in that class. She walked to the board and wrote Philippians 2 verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Then she turned to the class and said, So, we are going to repeat this experiment, and this time you would use the name of Jesus. At that moment, I got up, thanked her, and left. I wished I could return to see the outcome of the new experiment, but I already know how it would turn out. I knew for certain that with the name of Jesus, the outcome would be faster and that there would be miraculous occurrences on the plants. That teacher, who I later discovered was the school's proprietor, is truly a blessing to the school and her students. Now, those kids will not only be grounded in the Word of God, but would also have an in-depth understanding and confidence in the Word. Who teaches the Bible with powerful and convincing illustrations? It was truly an amazing sight. Well, this is not a fictitious story. This school exists in the city of Port Harcourt, Nigeria. I wished I could enroll my daughter in that school, but it was too far from where we live. But in all, I sure took this from that school. That is the insightful reassurance that the power in my tongue is real and that I should use it to my advantage. And like it was done to those plants, I should bless my life and speak life to everything in my life that I want to do well. And to also arise and speak death over anything and occurrence that I do not want in my life. And most importantly, speak in the name of Jesus. And the outcomes would be supernatural and extraordinary. Thank you for listening to this story. This story was originally written and narrated to you by OT Stories, a world of inspiring stories. I look forward to having you in my next story on otistories.com, otistories.com. Please feel free to share your feedbacks and also subscribe to be notified when we have new stories. I love you and I will see you again.